All right, lift your hand. Let's grace ourselves with seeing and hearing and understanding. We need this night as we celebrate this week. It's a great week. And we just thank God for showing us what to do and how to do it. Amen? Are you with me on that? Father, we thank you tonight that we have ears, inner ears to hear, inner eyes to see, and an inner heart to understand how to grow in maturity in the things of the Spirit and how to better represent you in the kingdom as men and women of God in freedom. We know we don't have to fight the enemy. He's already defeated. Through revelation and insight, let us know how to step. When to be quiet, when to move. We thank you for your portion on the sound of my voice. May they be a student of the word this night in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I got a more see we ain't got no guests. I know all of y'all. I ain't invited nobody tonight. Write this down. The mystery. You notice I use the word mystery a lot because of apostolic insight. A lot of things that has not been unfolded to the body of Christ. The Lord is bringing it back. Not me, the Lord is. So you have to listen very closely because this, you may think you're hearing what I'm saying, but you have to be in the spirit to travel with some of these things. The mystery of manifesting your sonship from your resurrected identity. And that resurrected identity is I am. All the I am of Christ. I'm the door. I'm the shepherd. I'm the bread of life. I'm the resurrection. I am. I am. All of those I am really belong to you. And from the realm that you have to manifest, Romans chapter 8, from the realm where you have to manifest as a son of God, and you know when I say son, I'm talking about daughters too, you're going to have to manifest from another realm. And we know we're talking about the realm of the spirit, right? You have to learn how to manifest from the realm of your I am-ness. When the Lord said to Moses, tell him that I am that I am. And so Paul caught a hold of it in one of his books and said, I am what I am by the grace of God. But that I am identity is mean it's already yours. Amen. And all you have to do is activate it in the name of Jesus, by the word of God, by prayer, by confession. But it's already yours. All the Bible already belongs to you. Now, I said to you, and I want you to be a student here, because I said to you in Romans 8:19, we talked about John 1:12. I know that. But in Romans 8:19 is the main text that the Lord called us to teach on the manifestation of the sons of God. And here it says in the 19th verse, for the honest expectation, Romans 8:19, you there? For the honest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. What are they waiting on? All right, now, if they're waiting on the manifestation of the Son of God, and we say that there's a future connotation there, but there's also a present connotation that the whole world is waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God. We can manifest now. We're supposed to manifest now. And we're not talking about flesh manifestation. We're talking about manifesting in the spirit, in the supernatural, in the unusual, in the place of not normal. Amen. Because it comes from a stronger force when you manifest as a son or a daughter of God from the spirit realm, following the pattern son. Jesus is the pattern son. And he had a perfect spirit, a perfect soul, and a perfect body. We do not. We have a perfect spirit. We have the perfect our soul and perfect our body. Well, we perfect our soul, we perfect in our body, because the soul, the body gonna follow the soul. You know, we're dealing with that too, all right? Now, many men and women in the body of Christ cannot manifest as sons of, and daughters of God, is because the enemy keep robbing them from being led by the Spirit. All right? Because the manifest, you got to be led by the Spirit. You have to be, listen, spiritually minded. Because if you don't have a spiritual mind, you can't please God. That's all that in Romans chapter 8.